This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
As Mark launches a finger gun at me. Amazon's MGM Studios is taking creative control over the James Bond franchise as longtime producers Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli step back.
I'm sorry, Barbara Broccoli?
Yep.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Her dad started
Mr.
the whole
and
thing.
Mrs. Broccoli?
If you watch any James Bond film, the Broccoli name pops up like before any other name.
Yeah. Yes.
Like right after Ian Fleming, then the Broccoli name.
All right.
The new joint venture will see Amazon, MGM, Wilson, and Broccoli remain co-owners, but Amazon will lead future productions. Wilson and Broccoli, who have overseen the franchise for decades, are shifting focus to other projects.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But they have always had creative control when they've tried to somehow decide James Bond could be played by a woman. They've said no to that. So are they giving that up now? Is that what you're telling me? They're giving up creative control?
Possibly.
I'll never watch another Bond movie. I know what's going to happen.
You probably will, Mark.
It's going to be a...
Let him have an
announcement. Hey, Mark, let us know how the next one is after you watch it.
James Bond. But go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. That's as far as it goes.
Daniel Craig has retired from the role. That is what I will say.
Which is highly unfortunate.
Mark.
He died in the last one.
Mark, I was going to watch it. This weekend.
You were never going to watch it.
I know.
But there's always a love story involved.
That like Gladiator.
With one of the Bond girls. Yeah.
Oh, man. If you haven't watched Daniel Craig, he's awesome. All right, go ahead.
But that is a full series of four. You don't have to watch all 50.
No, I've seen at least part of the James Bond. I mean, I have seen some. It's just I don't know if I've actually sat, for a movie in its entirety.
All right. Sorry, I distracted
you. We're all good. Moving on, Kansas lead singer Ronnie Platt, he is 62, announced that he has been diagnosed with thyroid cancer, but assured fans it's just a bump in the road. Platt emphasized the cancer is not spread and has a 99% survivability rate and require thyroid removal from rehab. Now, this isn't like the original singer or anybody you probably know. But
he used to be the lead singer of Shooting Star, which is a Kansas City based
band. Oh, I was going to say he seems rather young to have been the original lead singer of Kansas. Yes. But go ahead.
The Joe Rogan Experience has lost its number one podcast spot to the Medeas. Oh, man, I butchered that. Touch podcast. It's a left-wing anti-Trump show hosted by the brothers Ben, Brett, and Jordan. According to Podscribe, the Medea's Touch podcast saw 101% growth last month, reaching $56 million in views.
Isn't it Midas?
I don't think it's Midas. Remember, we just looked this up, and it was weird.
How's it spelled?
Yes.
It's spelled M-E-I-D-A-S.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
I'm just glad it's not the Call Her Daddy podcast that Kamala Harris went on. I don't ever want that to be number one.
So what do these guys do? Do they talk about
Trump?
Yeah, they're the The left side,
Joe Rogan. It's left. Oh, okay. Interesting.
But I did look, and I thought Joe Rogan was already back on top, so
yeah.
I'm sure take it with a grain of salt.
If you're looking for something to watch this weekend, The Gorge, directed by Scott Dickerson and starring Miles Teller and Anya Taylor-Joy, has become the biggest film launch in Apple TV history. The thriller follows two rival guardians to develop a bond while overseeing a mysterious gorge, eventually confronting the secret hidden below. So if you're looking for something to watch, try that.
I heard it's good, except she's very unbelievable as a sniper.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know if you've heard this TikTok story that's going around, but it threw me really bad. A Build-A-Bear birthday party has gone viral after a controversial move by the birthday girl's mother. During the event, where eight kids, including the birthday girl, Sarah, customized stuffed animals, Sarah's mom collected all the bears as gifts for her daughter.
The little girls didn't get to keep the bears.
Oh, gosh.
Why do you need eight teddy bears? You said there were how many girls there? You don't need that many. Yeah.
Guests had expected to keep their creations, the invitation simply said that each child would build a bear. The situation escalated when the children had to watch Sarah play with all eight bears during an activity.
Bad mom.
They're creating a monster.
She's not going to have very many mom friends after that.
Not that that's cheap, right? I mean, those bears are, how much are they?
They're expensive. No.
Well, I do know, so Easton's birthday was February 1st, and my friend just said whatever birthday, like the month, so all of February, Easton could go pay his age to build a bear. I don't think you get to customize it. It's like a generic little bear, but still. Maybe I'll do that next week.
Hey, guess what? Sarah's not going to be invited to any birthday parties.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Well,
Sarah
it's not
is out.
Sarah's fault. Let's
Sarah's
be
the new
here.
Karen.
Sarah's mom.
It's Sarah's mom's fault, but Sarah didn't.
Yeah, but
do
Sarah's
it.
Going to get the blame. Your mom did this.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
Poor girl.
One quick one. OpenAI's weekly activity users surged past 400 million on February. So. It's been up from 300 million in December. A lot of people are using OpenAI, and I'm one of them.
Not me.
Musk is going to beat it soon. He claims he's built a better mousetrap.
Croc.
Yeah. We'll see.
Get more at 971talk.com.